This land is your land. This land is mine. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
I'm Malik Johnson, and today we are joined by Greg Palast. Greg Palast is New York Times best-selling author and journalist for the British Broadcasting Corporation, as well as the British newspaper, The Observer. His work frequently focuses on corporate malfeasance, but has also been known to work with the labor unions and consumer advocacy groups. Notably, he has claimed to have uncovered evidence that Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris, and Florida Elections Unit Chief Clay Roberts, along with the Choice Point Corporation, rigged the ballots during the U.S. presidential election of 2000 and again in 2004. Thank you, Greg, for joining us.
Hi. Well, the main thing is, no, actually, I don't make any claim. We have a report of the facts, and you'll see in my new book, Our Madhouse. I think a lot of people know me from my last book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, but we pick up the story in Our Madhouse about how Jeb Bush and Katherine Harris identified 97,000 people as felons in Florida when their only crime for the majority was voting while black. And Harris and Bush have now confessed to the deed, though they said it was an accident.
An accident.
Which means that the selection of George Bush
voting while black is a crime now.
An accident too. so we have an accidental president.
Wait a minute. So voting while black is apparently a crime to some.
Well, yeah. Well, according to the Bushies, and again, and today, a similar story. If you look in, the House Judiciary Committee is looking for the missing emails from the office of Karl Rove, which were supposedly lost because they were in the Republican Party computers. Well, I have 500 of those, and in fact, I'm on my way to meet with Congressman Conyers, who has asked me to review those with him. And most important in there is one email from the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004. Written by Karl Rove's right hand man, directing the state parties to cage voters. These were caging lists. And if you heard in the Judiciary Committee hearings this week, caging lists, Monica Goodling testified that her superiors, Gonzalez's people, were lying about. Tim Griffin's knowledge of caging lists. Now, most people didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Caging lists. Tim Griffin, what is that? Caging is a means by which the GOP sent out literally hundreds of thousands of letters to black voters and Hispanic voters. And by the way, substantial number. And then when the letters came back, undelivered from their home registration addresses, voter registration addresses, they challenged those voters as being fraudulent, voting from fake addresses. Well, you know, those people actually weren't fake. Not one of them. Not one case was brought against any of those thousands and tens of thousands of voters that they challenged. But you know who wasn't at home to didn't get their letter? Homeless men.
Who?
Homeless men, students on vacation, and you'll love this one, soldiers. Why wouldn't soldiers be home to get their mail? Any guess, Mr. President? They're in Baghdad, okay? So in other words, go to Baghdad, lose your vote. So literally thousands of soldiers were challenged on their right to vote.
What is this, lynching by vote?
What?
What is this, lynching by vote or vote lynching? What could we call this, where we basically set up a scenario where we basically disenfranchise people from exercising a right guaranteed by the Constitution?
Yeah, lynching by laptop, you could call it. and by the way, just so you know, you won't hear any of this. The things I'm talking about, like you say, they're in the book in Our Madhouse, but they're, I do broadcast them on television for British Broadcasting Corporation. And last night, just so you know, we ran a report about Karl Rove's man, Tim Griffin, running a caging operation, which is illegal for the GOP in 2004. And you know where that man is today, Tim Griffin?
Where is he?
United States Attorney for Arkansas. See, when they fired the honest prosecutors, no one was asking who was being put in their place. They were pulling out guys that refused to fix the vote and putting in guys who are very experienced at it, like Tim Griffin. We ran the expose last night. If you look at page, and what we did was we took a page from our madhouse, page 207, which is one of the missing Rove office emails by Tim Griffin ordering the caging of voters, which we've had voting rights attorneys like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. say is just a crime. He's ordering the caging of voters, and we put that on TV last night. John Conyers, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, contacted us and said, I need that information. We announced that on BBC television, and by the morning, Tim Griffin resigned from office effective tomorrow.
U.S. Attorney's
Office. So we got one, but on the other hand, you know, you can get rid of the perpetrator, but that's not the end of the crime wave. They're still going after the voters, and that's the issue here.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you hear there was a story in Democracy Now? U.S. Attorney fired after opposing restrictions on native voting IDs. Apparently, in Minnesota, there was an attorney who basically challenged the government's imposing restrictions on certain tribal ID cards as valid forms of voting identification, which basically disenfranchised Native Americans. Did you hear about that, Greg?
Well, of course, I've been reporting on this for Democracy Now! Because all my reports for BBC then go on Democracy Now!
Oh, yeah, okay. So
well,
you actually know much. Okay, cool. Could you shed a little light on that?
Very similar to one I did last week for Democracy Now! David Iglesias, fired prosecutor, who was fired because he refused to bring phony vote fraud cases against Hispanic voters in New Mexico. It's the same game. And that's the whole point. Every one of these eight prosecutors was fired because they refused to join in, literally in a conspiracy to fix the election by bringing fake voter cases. But there's another side to it. It's not only not bringing fake cases against Democrats. It's about looking the other way while the Republicans, through caging and other means, are bending the vote en masse. And that's the problem. In other words, they remove people who wouldn't participate in the vote fraud manipulations, and instead they actually put people who are literally themselves involved in vote fraud. This is the problem.
Has anybody been charged?
Well, so here's a question for you. So you're saying Tim Griffin should arrest himself and read himself his rights? How did he pat himself down?
Has our government done its job in going after these people?
First of all, in terms of the Republicans wanted Democrats busted. But when I spoke to David Iglesias, the fired prosecutor, and by the way, in our madhouse, you get an interview with David Iglesias' office, where his office says, look, we're not bringing any of these cases. There's no such thing. We cannot find this voter fraud that my fellow Republicans claim exists.
They can't find
voter fraud by Democrats. Not one case. In fact, he had the FBI running around after 150 cases until the FBI said, enough of this baloney garbage. We're not doing it anymore. We're not Karl Rove's political hunt team, and we're not going to bring you false prosecutions. And Iglesias said, I'm not going to falsely prosecute people, even though, by the way, he's very much a conservative Republican, very loyal Bush supporter, but he absolutely was not going to bring a phony case.
Now, you said John Conyers from Detroit, he's going to get involved and at least review the emails, right?
In fact, what I have to do is, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to get off the phone or switch to a cell because I have to meet with the congressman.
Okay. Well, you have to get off the phone right now.
In just about 2 minutes here because I got to go up and meet with the congressman, yeah.
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Palas, for being with us nonetheless.
I'm thrilled to be with you, and I'll tell you what, if you go to www.gregpalas.com, you'll find out the results of these discussions, and as we go on watching, if you go to www.gregpalas.com, you can get the BBC reports that you're not allowed to see on U.S. television. We'll link right through, you can see them on real video, and I'll be back to report on your terrific program. Thanks.
Well, thanks a lot, Greg. We'll see you then.
Thanks, bye.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the big wall by the relief of fast, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is yours. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.